order, Board of Works, for January 25th. First up is approval of minutes from the January 11th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink staff, Vincent's Fire Department. We ended the year last year with just under 2,700 runs. So far for the month of January, we're right at 180. I'm excited to announce that through a cooperative effort with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, February 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 8th, and 9th, the DNR is going to be here to train each of our firefighters. It's going to spend 2 days on each shift going over boat operations and safety, shoreline, rope, just mainly the basics and the safety of boat operations. It's a 12 to 15 hour class per shift. And then once we get that done, hopefully then when the weather breaks, we can go outside and start the actual on the water training. Early yesterday morning around 3 o'clock, we had trouble with engine 2 again. They had emergency run and the truck would not start. Couldn't get it out of the building. So we spent the day yesterday getting it out and getting it repaired. It is fixed. It is back in service now. It was the starter. That's the second time for that particular truck.
It's the one that gets replaced.
Yeah, and that's the one that we're looking at replacing next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, specking out this year and replacing early next year. And I'm also happy to announce that January 15th, the grant was submitted for our breathing apparatus and backup generators at each of our stations. The grant writer informed us that she is very optimistic on our grant, so I'm being cautiously optimistic myself. Should know something within 6 months on whether or not we receive that or not.
Excuse me, sorry.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is city inspector.
Bill Cooper, city inspector. Since first year to date, we've had 90 violations and 10 billings. And on the blight elimination program, we've got one house where it's ready to put out for bids. But I'd like to get another house or two. I'm working on them, and hopefully here in the next maybe month, we can have them tore down, the three. So it's just a long...
Eastwood, baby.
Maybe one of these days.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Laura is not here, so we'll move to cemetery. Danny.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. We ended up the year 2015 with a total of 227 interments and entombments in the city cemetery, which is 42 more than we had in 2014. Of that 227, 27 were public aid burials, which is almost double what we had in 2014. And I only mention that so just so you fellas know, that's kind of a tremendous drain on our budget. Mm-hmm. So far this year, we've had a total of 8 services. Okay, thank you.
I have all these people here. I want to commend the street department for the snow removal last week, but also the cemetery, the parks department, inspector's office. Everybody worked together and did a great job, I think.
Great. Good job, everybody.
Nothing on our old business. New business. March for babies, street closures.
Debbie Vonderheide. I'm one of the committee members for the March of Dimes here in Knox County. I'm here to request street closures for our walk coming up on Saturday, April the 16th. The same streets would be the similar in the years past closures, Chestnut, Don Bell Rec Center around in that area. I have a map, I think Bryce, but it's basically just the one-day event, Saturday, April the 16th. Ashley has in the notes street closures from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. I really feel like even 7 o'clock is plenty early to have the barricades, and we should be finished by 1 o'clock since the walk takes place at 10 a.m. at Vincent's University on the track.
Okay.
And okay. That's all I have.
Chief, you have any concerns or anything? Okay. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Usually the VU police is pretty good about helping us out with street closures and traffic control since we're right there on the campus.
Right. Okay, I'll make a recommendation that for approval of street closures on Chestnut and Red Skelton Boulevard near the Don Bell Recreation Center for the March of Dimes walk to be held from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on April 16th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you need the map?
We've got it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next is business only parking request. Okay. You should have a letter. No?
We don't have a letter.
Hi. Okay. I didn't realize I was going to have to public speak here. I'm just here on behalf of my salon. We have a neighbor that continues to park on, at best, what we have 5 parking spots. And it's zoned commercial, the building, but the parking is actually technically considered city. Right. He does have a concrete slab behind his house that he can be parking on. And I have asked him more than once if he would be mindful that there is business parking there. And he continues to park there all day long. So it's during business hours that he's there. And then I have a neighbor to the left of me that's complaining because all of that parking is getting pushed up towards her. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't want enemies on either side of me, but, you know, if possible, I'd like to get that zoned, put a business sign up there for parking.
You know there's a fee?
Yes, but I'm aware of that. I think I talked to you on the phone, yeah, so you know the gist of what's going on, but yeah.
Okay. So the place where we would put the sign is in the one spot that
in front of your difficulty. Business.
Yeah, I mean, and his truck is very large, so it's taking up almost 2 parking spaces. Okay. And I wouldn't be against it so much if it was more like, you know, evening, couple hours at a time. I understand that, but he literally parks it there all day long.
What are business hours, or do they vary?
They vary. They're usually 7 days a week, varying hours. Everyone that's in there, you know, comes in.
Okay. So you're okay with that, Steve? I mean, is it?
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. Okay, we'll make an approval of the motion for a business-only parking request at 1927 Washington Avenue for Katie Hayden, I'm sorry, with the understanding of the aforementioned fees.
Yes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Sure.
And then the street department will get that, but they have to do utility locates and different things.
Right. Yeah, and you had mentioned that on the phone. That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Next is Jesus Walk banner request.
I'm Sherman Jenny, Assistant Director of the Jesus Day Celebration. Kenny Morris is the director, and we're requesting to get 2 signs up, one on Washington Avenue and the other one on Hart Street. From May 16th to June 4th, it'll be taken down.
So you've got that. Oh, those dates are okay. They're open and okay. Okay. There's nothing in here? What?
No, I don't think we've got in our packet.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Can you give me those dates again?
Yes, sure. May 16th.
May 16th.
June 4th is when the celebration is.
Okay.
So we have the march from the courthouse down.
Okay. But the banner would be hung the week of May 16th, is that what you said?
Well, I'm
sorry.
He's requesting
3 weeks
rather than 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Over 2 weeks, yeah.
They're what?
The positions are open.
Okay. I guess maybe we could approve it for 2 weeks, and if we don't get another request in for the
that's fine.
Third week. So would you rather go front or back, or I mean,
It'd be where you see, you know, you're going across, you know, and stuff, it'll be on both sides, you know, but.
No, what I meant was in terms of the time period, if we approve, like, if we approve 2 weeks and with an optional third, I mean, would you rather have it closer, the 2 weeks closer to the event or the 2 weeks?
2 weeks closer to the event.
Okay.
Start the 23rd then.
Pardon?
Start the 23rd.
We approve the 23rd. If we don't get anything before then,
we'll. That'd be fine.
And you can move it up a week.
Yep.
Yeah, that way, because, and I mean, in the spring, we get a lot of festival kind of requests. So, okay, so we'll make an approval for the Jesus Walk banner for the week of, 2 weeks starting May the 23rd for their June 4th event, and permit an additional week, the week of May 16th, if no further requests come before that time.
For both Hart Street and Washington Avenue, right?
There's two banners, right? Hart, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll second the motions.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. Yes.
Knox County Ag Day banner requests.
Yours is later, Chad, right?
Yes.
I was just saying, I've been shooting myself in the foot here.
Yeah, I'm here for Knox County Ag Day banner request for Hart Street and 7th Street,
okay.
Well, Washington Avenue, from February 29th to March 11th. And our event is actually March 10th, Ag Day's March 10th.
Yeah, yours is before that.
Yeah, ours is before that,
right.
Yes.
Right.
And I have talked to Paula. We have some date problems, but she said we're fine with moving it to
okay.
The 2nd Street.
Right. No more stuff that we got in here. I keep getting lost back and forth between.
You got there?
No.
No, I couldn't. Yeah.
The next.
Was it before then? It's after the map. Okay. Discombobulated here. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to approve a banner hanging for Ag Day. Gosh, I guess I'm lost on the date.
February 29th.
Sorry.
February 29th.
This is what having a grandkid does to you, right? Just throws you around. Right? Go ahead and say it, Steve.
February 29th through March the 9th.
Is March the 11th.
11th.
March
the
11th. February 29th through March the 11th.
Yes.
Okay. That's the motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I think you've got our insurance, I think.
Yes, yeah, it's in here too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chad. Sorry.
Next is removal of signal at 7th and Main, 90-day trial.
7th and Main.
This is really? the next signal that I'm kind of targeted at looking at as superfluous. The traffic at that intersection, I don't think, warrants a signal. And the other thing that we're looking at is I've been working with the street department. We're looking to update some of these signals, get some LED inserts and things like that. And what we've learned is that these controllers are so old that I think we're down to one spare right now. And if these go down, they don't even make replacement parts for them anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of evaluating a lot of the signals we have in town for efficiencies and trying to get some of these updated, and this is one of the intersections I think that we can do without a signal, and we're looking to replace it with a four-way stop. We'd like it to be a two-way stop, but we don't have adequate sight distance on Main Street because those two buildings right there, the Sun Commercial Building and Illusions, are right at the back of Walk, and that doesn't allow kind of the same situation we had at 7th and Bussering.
Right.
Just not enough sight distance to safely permit a two-way stop. So I'm requesting that we have a 90-day trial. We'll either take the signal heads down or put them on flashing, four-way flashing red, kind of like we did at 7th and Bussering, and try that for 90 days, get feedback, and get the signal.
So first of all, I want to make sure you got superfluous in the notes there. We don't get that said very often, Sharon, at the meeting, so I just want to make sure. So Chief, you see any issues or concerns?
I think they were doing a study, so I just wait to see what their study showed.
Okay. I think you're gonna have a lot of rolling stops, you know, between those two back to back. Because you're gonna have three four way stops in a row on Washington Avenue, and And, I mean, it's fair, you know, it's fairly well trafficked. I mean, I'll get to church quicker, which would be nice. So I like that sense. But I just think, and I don't know the rolling stops are that much of a problem. I didn't say that to the chief, but you know, so
with the main reason, so you get to church.
Let's spend an extra day in purgatory. I'll make a motion that we approve the city engineer's request for a removal signal at 7th and Main to be lighted at his discretion for a 90-day trial.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is levy improvement project change orders 1 and 2, and you should have these in your packet. First change order is where they had to design and fabricate a replacement lid at the wastewater treatment plant for a gate well. It ended up being $12,280 more to design it with the larger hatch.
Okay.
And then change order number 2 is increase of $32,193, and that is for remove and replace existing double doors at Perry Street Pump Station, replace the existing main electrical service, provide new chain link fence hardware and barbed wire. And that's all obviously at the Perry Street Pump Station.
Okay.
So we just need to approve one for $12,280 additional and one for $32,193 additional.
Dave, you see any problems making that as one motion? Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the two change orders as described in detail by the mayor, one for $12,280, and the second for $32,193 for levy improvement.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And that is it. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.